This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Chief Justice John Roberts issuing a written statement rebuking President Trump for calling the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against one of his deportation orders. Meantime, more judgments against the Trump administration.
A federal judge has issued a legal blow to the administration and Elon Musk's efforts to shut down USAID, ruling that their shutdown of the foreign aid agency is unconstitutional. And another federal judge is now blocking the president's ban on transgender troops from serving in the military, in a scathing decision that the administration failed to explain and justify how their policy would impact military readiness.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. The IDF has renewed airstrikes on Gaza, a top Israeli official telling ABC Hamas is going to continue to be hammered until all of the hostages are released. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he will be talking today with President Trump following Trump's discussion with Vladimir Putin on bringing an end to the war. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The prospect of not passing a state budget on time or at all concerns Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says not passing a budget is unacceptable and reckless. She adds that Republicans who control the Senate and Assembly would be responsible for the delay. Spending on Wisconsin's state Supreme Court race has once again broken records. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says advertising spending for the race between Judges Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford has already passed last year's record spending of $51 million. And the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminds Wisconsin farmers to check runoff risk before spreading manure. Farmers can check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. The tool includes a map that accounts for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms today, changing to snow this afternoon into this evening. We could get a couple of inches and even some blowing snow at times this evening with the strong wind. Wind will be north gusting to 35 to 40. Our high today, right around 44. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month, interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Time. this time. Whoa.
.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. It is 8:11 on Wednesday morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today is rain is likely, mixing with snow later on this afternoon with a high of 39. Tonight, rain and snow mix with a low right around 24. Winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour, as high as 45 miles per hour. We do have that wind advisory in effect from 7 p.m. this evening to 7 a.m. tomorrow. On Thursday morning, patchy blowing snow, turning sunny with a high of 39. On Friday, a chance of rain in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 52. Currently 37 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yes, it is the Wild Weather Wednesday. Ooh, ooh.
Yes, it is.
Having some fun with alliteration today because, yes, you know, keeps the brain sharp, right?
It does.
Oh, and I did want to report back. We had a conversation about laundry detergent earlier on the show and about people reading the instructions on the bottle itself and on the cap saying fill the cap and toss the whole thing in the laundry, talking about with the cap. So, you know, I had to check mine, and we don't have that kind. We have the kind that has the pump, the little spigot deal. So I cannot confirm or deny that this is a thing in my situation. So sorry, folks. You're going to have to just look at your own laundry detergent and figure out if that's something that you want to believe in or if we think it's just a big farce for the morning.
Well, and one of our listeners messaged me and said, my girls throw their cap in the laundry, but I do not. Maybe it's a generational thing, too. I don't know. I didn't read the cap. I'm going to check when I get home, and I'll report back tomorrow because, you know, by nature, I'm that curious. And then, of course, my lovely wife asked if it was like the ironing thing, and I'm like, what do you mean the ironing thing? And I said, oh, yeah. I had her and her sister convinced I didn't know how to iron my clothes and did that for years. Well, one time, my lovely wife was really sick, and I needed some clothes ironed, so I'm out there ironing. She comes around the corner. What are you doing? And I was so busted. Got away with it for like 10 years before.
Dave.
Yeah, I knew how to iron because I had ironed my own clothes when I was in high school because of some of the things I performed in and had to dress up for those performances, and they were always wrinkled, and yeah, I was busted. Her sister was ready to kill me, too. So, yeah, laundry
yeah,
and ironing.
I am on their side 100% with this. That is an untruth to get people to do something for you. That's messed up.
It worked out pretty well. But you know what? We got to talk
for
about
you.
Yeah, happy National Backyard Day. See, I'm trying to move along. If you need to prove that they're better than your front yards, only one of them has its own holiday. Whether you're barbecuing this weekend or just hanging out, what's your go-to game you play in the backyard? We've got a ranking of the 10 best backyard games of all time based on fun, accessibility, and overall popularity. See if you agree. We'll start at number 10. It's croquet. Not a lot of people play it now, but it used to be really popular. The word is French, but it originated in England in the mid-1800s. Croquet was great because my brother and I had these big hammers as kids. We'll just leave it at that.
Same. I played it as a little kid in my grandparents' backyard, and we loved it. We would swing those things like baseball bats. Not a good idea. So much fun, though, because you can't, even if you swing them right, you can't kind of whack the ball. But it teaches you aim. I think it's a super fun game. I love it. So we had a set back about 10 years ago, and I might see if I can find that in the basement and get that back out, because we loved it. It was so much fun. Number 9, and on a side note, we're going to have a conversation probably off the air about a story about this game that happened to a certain well-known and loved husband of mine, Rob, with lawn darts, or shall we say jarts. Bonus points to the original version for being lethal, straight up. Modern versions are safer, but still fun. You land darts in circles to score points. So you set up the circles in the yard. They kind of look like hula hoops. You've got the new way. You've just got these nice, light little darts that do not fly at all, I'm going to say, because the original ones were really big,
dangerous,
heavy, pointy
projectile
metal darts in the end of these, like, arrows. Like, essentially, they're arrows, but, like, beefed up. And you chuck those, hopefully, underhand, and try to land them in the circle. Well, let me just say, you don't want to go check where your jar is before your 10-year-old buddy that you're playing with is done throwing his. And
yeah,
that happened, and it was ugly, like possibly lethal. Might explain why Rob acts the way that he acts. So this has been a story well known in our friends and family circles. It has to do with an original lawn dart, a couple of 10-year-old dudes in the Milwaukee area,
yeah,
and a head injury. Yes. Okay, moving on.
We're moving along
we'll
to number 8.
About that
offline, yeah. Ladder toss. It's gotten pretty popular in the last 20 years. A mailman in Pennsylvania sold the idea in 2005. Then a company called Ladder Golf LLC started selling sets. So they are pretty cool there. And I'll go with number 7 as well. It's badminton. Not as popular as it used to be, but still fun. It's a little annoying to set up and take down the net, which I would agree.
This is true.
Emily, what's number six?
Horseshoes, another possibly real dangerous game that we played a lot of back in the day. Like, what is with throwing really heavy metal stuff across a yard at someone? Like, that's
right?
like what it is. It's harder for little kids to play than cornhole, and you have to add permanent sand pits to do it right. This is true, but I mean, it is. You're like, I remember trying to play this as a kid, and the horseshoes are real horseshoes. They're
right.
Really heavy. So you have to do your best you can as a little person to, like, chuck it, which means you're trying to do it overhand. You're trying to throw it like a frisbee. I mean, it's just not. Maybe joining hands with your sister or brother and doing it together so you get a little more oomph. Like, I mean, not safe, but so fun. That is still around. There's some parks that have permanent horseshoe sets in them, and I appreciate that because it is a fun game. Number five, kickball. Fun fact. Brits call it football rounders, and Canadians call it soccer baseball. We're going to move on through that other commentary, but I love kickball. Yeah. I played in an adult kickball league in my 20s, and we had fun. I will just leave it at that. Number four, Dave, what do you see? We're talking about the best backyard games of all time, because, of course, summer is around the corner, so this is so fun to think about these things.
Well, kickball landed me in the emergency room playing with a bunch of kids, so... Yeah, that was great. I get to the emergency room. They're like, what were you doing? Playing kickball with some kids. And they looked at me and they're like, okay. Yeah, that was a pleasant experience. But using a garbage can lid as the base did not end well. I did not bounce so good. So we're going to go with number four. That is two-hand touch. Flag football is even better. You know, you just throw that in your belt. I love it. Number three, I remember as a kid, was wiffle ball. A guy in Connecticut made backyard baseball possible when he came up with it in 1953. I mean, I remember having the wiffle bat as well, and I had a brother. I'll leave it at that. It didn't usually get used on the baseball
bat. And those wiffle bats, they cracked real easy.
They
did. And then that plastic got real sharp, and it hurt.
And those balls, I mean... Those would hurt if you did it just right. And then, of course, I may have tried using a regular baseball bat with it instead of the plastic one. I mean, I'm sure my mother is just listening and going, wow, I didn't know half the stuff you guys did as children, which is probably good.
And we're talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
And I did all the same stuff. And I can still feel the sharpness around my knuckles where I put the wiffle ball on my finger and got it stuck. So I know I'm not the only one who did that.
No, I did it too.
I can still feel it. I have a scar on every finger.
Oh, yeah, I did it, too. And we're talking about National Backyard Day and all the fun backyard games. What's number two, Emily?
Number two is bocce ball. Of course, this is an Italian roots there. You can hear that in the name. It's good for multiple people. You can play it anywhere. You don't need a legit bocce court or even a nice patch of grass. Just open space. Now, true story, this is so cool with bocce. Bocce ball is super fun if you've never played it. You just need this box of three balls, and it's easy. You follow people around. It's easy and fun. It does take skill. I one time was at a campground and saw a group of people playing bocce around the entire campground, which I thought was really cool because you could just keep moving with the ball. You don't have to contain it in a yard at all. So they walked around through the whole campground playing bocce. They had their like to-go cup cocktails and they were camping for the weekend and they were having a ball. I'll just say it. So I kind of have that on my list to try it that way. That sounds like a lot of fun. And number one, best backyard games of all time. Dave, take it away.
Number one, we're talking about the National Backyard Day games. It is cornhole. It's the go-to game now. Cincinnati gets credit for coming up with a modern version of the 1960s, but someone also patented a similar game with square holes back in 1883. So, yes, cornhole, definitely a good game. You know, you play it in the backyard. We used to play it in our backyard, but our prior dog would go steal the bags before they would get to the board.
Yeah.
And so... We haven't tried it with this dog. I think he would just be a menace.
True story. I don't know what the regional specifics are about this, but a lot of time in Wisconsin, we just call it bags. So I don't know if that's a thing just for, you know, I don't know if that's a personal thing, who calls it what, but I call it bags.
I've called it that as well.
A game that people love. It's easy. You just have those two boards and like a bag full of bags. So you can kind of, you know, people take it with them places. You know, people can set it up when they're outdoor situations of, you know, bars and restaurants even, you know. So I've seen competitions outside of places that have nice outdoor spaces and bars and restaurants. So it is a fun game. It gets good competition going and, you know, lighthearted fun, if you will. But it does kind of stir up some competition because, once again, you're throwing things at people. Like, you're trying to, like, get it somewhere to land. But ultimately, you have people that are your opponents standing in front of you that you're chucking something at. So, you know, it brings up good, healthy competition. Just saying, best backyard games of all time. Cornhole takes the cake with number one.
Yep, it was the number one. And I had another one as a kid, but I'm not going to talk about that one on air because it got me in lots of trouble. And it wasn't a regular game. We'll just leave it at that. We'll talk about that offline as well. So we had some good ones. So, Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate the rest of calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town this town. Oh my my, oh hell yes, honey, put on that party dress, buy me a drink, sing me a song, take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room, and nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. We're following up with our winners from this morning. If you did not win, tune in tomorrow for another chance to win. You're the Rolling Stones. Start me up on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Don't forget to take advantage of our big deal of the day. We have half off a $50 service certificate to Back Rope Bourbon Motors. Today, that certificate is just $25. Certificate may be used on oil changes, tire rotations, and other service items. Again, half off a $50 certificate at Back Rope Bourbon Motors. Today and today only, that service certificate is just $25. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Also, there is an opportunity to meet with our local neighbors and police officers for coffee and conversation. It is Coffee with a Cop. That is going to be held tomorrow at the Coffee Bean Connection. They're located at 701 Oak Street right here in Baraboo from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The mission of Coffee with a Cop is to break down the barriers between police officers and the citizens that they serve by removing agendas, analyzing opportunities to ask questions, voice concerns, and to get to know the officers in your neighborhood. Again, Coffee with a Cop tomorrow morning at the Coffee Bean Connection right here in Baraboo, 701 Oak Street, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. A great opportunity to meet our local law enforcement officials and just have a chat with them over coffee. This is an
awesome opportunity. If you're available to do this, please consider going over and talking with them. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Every week, the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library does an amazing job of having some great events for kids of all ages. On Monday the 24th, cuddle up and be cozy with an evening story time from 6:30 until 7:30. There's Lullaby Club on Tuesday the 25th, along with Teen Tuesday card games from 4 until 5 p.m. And Wednesday continues with Story Tots Picture Book Party from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And on Wednesday the 26th, it's Pokemon Club for ages 6 to 11 from 1:30 until 2:30. That's just some of the many events happening. Be sure to check out the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library's website and the events calendar for all the details. On Saturday, March 22nd, the Portage Center for the Arts will be hosting a K-8 student art show at the Drury Gallery inside the Portage Center for the Arts. Come see some of the amazing work from the youth of the area. You can find all the details at PortageCenterForTheArts.com. And with a number of springtime events coming up around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. Even if we won on Sunday, it doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forward.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but we don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it. And I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned 3 Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a 1-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms today, changing to snow this afternoon into this evening. We could get a couple of inches and even some blowing snow at times this evening with the strong wind. Wind will be north gusting to 35 to 40. Our high today, right around 44. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:36 on Wednesday morning. I hope everyone's having a great morning so far. Congratulations to our winners of Bello Knock tickets. If you didn't win today, tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. We're giving away more tickets tomorrow morning. Here is Europe, the final countdown on Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We want to take a moment and say congratulations to our winners this morning that won Bello Knock tickets. We've been in contact with them via text message. If you did win, please respond back with that information so we can get you hooked up with some tickets. And a reminder, Bello Knock is back in Legacy's Dinner Theater tonight, opening show. And then he'll be back again on Saturday. And don't worry, if you didn't win, you have plenty more opportunities tomorrow and Friday, Emily.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Bello made an appearance yesterday on the morning show, chatting it up with Dave. And this just looks like a really cool show. So I would definitely text to win Bello Knock tickets. A couple of winners already today. You will have another chance tomorrow and Friday to win tickets. But remember, close that loop. So you do need to respond to the email that was sent to you in order to actually grab those tickets. So text to win. You can use the Civic Media app, which is exciting. But you'll have lots of chances to win. This is a variety show at Legacy Theaters in Lake Delton. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It actually looks quite appealing. And I might try to see if I can make some time to go. I'd love to see it.
It's a great show, and it's a different show than when he was here last time. We talked about it yesterday, 50% new content, and, you know, he was on AGT, or America's Got Talent. He was on Britain's version of it. I mean, this guy's amazing, and he's making a stop back here before he goes and travels literally worldwide. And he has a connection to Baraboo, which is kind of cool. He got married in the courthouse 37 years ago, right here in Sauk County, so it's kind of cool. Actually, he went to the Dells High School, if I remember correctly, as well. So it's kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah. Townie, if anything. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of neat. All the connections there. So it's, again, we'll have more winners tomorrow and Friday. So stay tuned for that. It is March 19th. We're going to talk about calendar days. And the first one I saw on the list, it is Small Business Development Centers Day. And you want to take a moment and celebrate Small Business Development Centers Day. It's the third Wednesday of March. It's time to recognize the risk, efforts, and passion put forth by small business operators. And this year it falls 60 years on the anniversary of when the federal government started this. So it's amazing. So thank you to all of our small businesses.
Wow. Yes, I am in that pool of people. So I appreciate that it's being celebrated. I have a lot of small business owner friends in my circles, and it is hard work, and it is so valuable, and it is so important to the community that we all keep keeping on. So thanks for that honor out there. And if you know someone who runs a small business, please give them a high five, a pat on the back, a way to go, or whatever it is that you feel to give them some pep in their step today, because you know they are working hard and they don't always show it. That's the thing. There's a lot going on in small businesses behind the scenes that people do not realize. So definitely give the thumbs up to those folks. They're such super good fun ones today on calendar days. I like National Let's Laugh Day. I calling all gigglers, cacklers, chortlers, and belly laughers. This is the day you've been waiting for. I feel like this celebration of this day is all about us on the morning show, because we do so much laughter. Like, sometimes we just talk, and then sometimes we're just, like, giggling, and I'm like, are we even, like, can anyone even hear us? Because we're just, like, that quiet laughter, because it's so big that it's about to, like, burst through the scene. That happens a lot. And let me tell you what, this is, like, completely off the cuff. Like, it's not like we're like, okay, it's been 30 seconds, time for the laugh track. Like, not at all. We are just straight up laughing at each other, with each other, and for all of you. So we hope you enjoy it. National Laugh Together Day. Let's do it. Let's have a big belly laugh together, because it feels great, and it is good for your constitution. On a more serious note, it is also Certified Nurses Day. Not is it one of America's largest professions, but it is also one of the most significant in its impact on society. Hands down, 100%. I can't. It's a calling. I have such huge respect and admiration for nurses. They work so hard, so hard. And I mean, everybody loves their doctor, but come on, I got a doctor in the family, and he talks about all the time how the nurses are just, they have to put up with so much with the doctors. So right. It's not just the work, it's the other people they work with as well. So hands down to certified nurses, thank you for the work you do.
Yes, most definitely. We definitely appreciate them.
It is also National Automatic Door Day. So we all think about, don't even think about that when we walk into places and the door just opens for us. So I can appreciate that when you have hands full of stuff, or maybe when the door doesn't open when it's supposed to, and you're like, ah! So yes, we appreciate those. But my favorite, National Chocolate Caramel Day. Oh my goodness, so irresistible for those with the sweet tooth. The picture they have here is caramels with chocolate just running down them. And I am hungry already thinking about that. You know, from cookies to brownies, ice creams, milkshakes, the irresistible combination of chocolate and caramel never fails to impress all those of us with sweet teeth.
Sweet teeth. This is a plural. Did you hear that?
Yes.
It's not a sweet tooth for
no,
Dave.
No, it's sweet teeth, because you've got to just love it all. And I did that on purpose. I was seeing if you're paying attention this morning, Emily.
I'm totally paying attention. I'm looking at that picture and thinking it's so beautifully done, right? It's got this, like Dave said, this melting chocolate over these caramel, you know, this caramel squares. But what's cool about this is you could totally flip that. You could have little chocolate squares with caramel dripping all over them. It'd be just as delicious. So you can't say that about every food. So that's a special thing.
I love your line of thinking.
Well, you're welcome for that. Now you can be even more drooly about wanting some caramel and some chocolate this morning. But that's not breakfast food, Dave. Come on now.
Nope.
It's only 8:46 in the morning. No chocolate for you.
No chocolate.
International Read to Me Day. is today. I have read to a lot of people in my life, and it is such a calming and lovely way to connect with people via other people in your lives, children, the elderly. I mean, it's just such a lovely thing to do. You connect as the reader and as the listener. And sometimes if you're doing this with little kids, they read with you, and it's just lovely. So the organizers behind this day aim to prove the literacy standards of the children around them. So it's a lovely thing to do. If you haven't gotten to do it lately, you know, go for it in some way or another. You know, read to your partner, your spouse. It's so relaxing to have a story told you at bedtime. So it is a really nice practice. So International Read to Me Day. There's some other good stuff on here, Dave. What else do you see? I'm sorry, there's not a lot of food ones on here.
No, that's okay. We mentioned National Backyard Day, so you can get out and enjoy that space outside of our homes. Maybe not as much day as another day, but get out and enjoy National Backyard Day. But I did find another food one, Emily. You knew I would find
there
this.
Is.
And, you know, I'm not going to have any foul play on this one. It is National Poultry Day today. What, you didn't like foul play or what?
Man, I was wondering what you were talking about, and my brain slowly caught up till right now where I foul, another word for poultry.
Well, we've scrambled to figure out how we celebrate Poultry Day today without bias, because we're biased. Chicken rules the roost when it comes to poultry. We're just going to have to wing this one now, Emily.
Oh my gosh, I really hope you're reading this, because if you're coming up with this right now, that's going to be real impressive and embarrassing for everyone.
So you are going with the foul play on this one. So happy National
Those are not Dave's
Day.
Words, but he is really enjoying them. I'm
yeah,
just gonna say.
Some of them came off the top of my head, though, and I start reading through it, I'm even better. So as soon as I saw, I'm like, oh, foul play, we got to do that. We're talking about calendar days for March 19th. And so, yes. it's just a
What's your favorite chicken dish? I got to know.
Wings.
Oh, just straight up wings. Okay.
Straight up wings.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Well, straight up wings.
Yeah, how about you?
I like it in all the ways. I honestly just like a good baked, you know, piece of chicken with like, depending, you know, with some vegetables
mashed potatoes.
Sometimes if you do like chicken thighs or whatever, you can do like a sauce in there and even melt some cheese on it, put some broccoli in there with it. I do like chicken wings. And you know what's easy and nice? And if you're feeling under the gun in terms of like time for dinner, it's just picking up a rotisserie chicken. It's delicious. It's already seasoned. You can get them from most stores. Bust out some barbecue sauce or whatever you like, and you have a meal. I mean, it's great. And then whatever's left, you can make some chicken salad, or you can do,
soup.
You know, you can make chicken soup out of it. Like, there's just, and it's like under $10, and it feeds your whole family. I mean, it's crazy, right? So, like, I'm a fan of the rotisserie chicken. That's always been a good go-to for our family.
Mm-hmm. No, me too. It's a good one. I like that one. And the chicken noodle soup afterwards is one of my favorite. Not, you know, see, we went back to food, Emily. You knew it was going to happen.
I know. I mean, that's okay. But like we've talked about before, food always brings people together. So it's a safe topic for us here on the morning show, especially when we digress into other random stuff, as we often do, especially on a Wednesday, because it's wacky winter weather Wednesday. Look at that. I got four W's in there.
You missed some Wendy.
We missed a Wendy. That's and it's all for Wendy. No. Boom! Look at that.
There you go.
Sorry, Wendy. I had to do it.
Yeah.
But it is Wednesday. This is the Morning Show with Dave and Emily. It is sponsored by Handy Harry. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Go to fix it all day inside and outside. Contest to win things. More contests coming up. It's just so much going on in the morning show. So happy to be here.
Me too. Looking forward to having you back tomorrow morning for more shenanigans.
Yes. See you tomorrow, everybody. Be safe out there in this weather, and we'll see you in the morning.
See you tomorrow morning, Emily. Hope you have a great day. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. Backroat Baraboo Motors technicians are highly trained and certified to work on your vehicle, whether you need preventive maintenance or repair. They perform engine diagnostics and tune-ups to keep your vehicle in great shape. Some of their services include oil changes, brake repair, alternator and battery replacements, fluid replacements, and more. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms today, changing to snow this afternoon into this evening. We could get a couple of inches and even some blowing snow at times this evening with the strong wind. Wind will be north gusting to 35 to 40. Our high today, right around 44. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month, interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
Yeah.
make my girl, but right now I can't make ends meet, no. I'm always working, slaving every day. Gotta get a break from the same old, same old. I need a chance just to get away. If you could hear me think, this is what I'd say.
Can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
If I